More on the radio, physical communication from R.K. of Kurenda. On 2.May-89. We offer no promises to descend from the heavens in a multitude of ships to save mankind from their own errors and undoing. And our task here is not go gather a select few to be evacuated out of danger, but rather to work in your society to eliminate the problems that might cause such a catastrophe. Their religious insights and life. In communication in May 89, they touch the religious theme and say they deliberately avoided this in the initial contacts in the early 60s. But when the new age came in the 70s, this was opened up. On Kurenda, they have not formalized religions, and no churches, no different sects as here on earth. But they gather to focus on God in joy-filled gatherings with praying songs and fellowing rel. Ecstasy. Their beliefs is close to the New Age philosophy, and they know that life reincarnates. On God and the spiritual levels and laws. God all-encompassing being equals sum of all existing. Envision Him as an eternal spiritual being, the infinite one, without specific form and substance. That He provides for those who seek help and guidance. Say they have no other rational explanation for the joy of life they feel inside when they contemplate and pray to Him. But regarding prayer, we prefer solitude and quiet in our daily communion with Him. In all Kurendian homes there is a small room away from the traffic areas that is for the specific purpose of prayer. And later when we communicate with God, we open our hearts and speak to Him intimately and with deep emotion, much as one might talk with a cherished companion. They had not had any Jesus, Muhammad or Buddha-like persons in their history, because they had not drifted away from God in their known history. It is our belief that God in His infinite wisdom will not force Himself on anyone. Free will elevates humans above the lower life forms. To maintain free will, we cannot have irrefutable proof of the existence of God. Or proof of the spiritual nature of all for that matter. Remark. Our faith is alive within us, a beautiful and reassuring part of our beings, and we do not parade our faith for all to see and approve. No Kurendian will make a grand show of his or her faith. Our way is a deep, soul-felt, intensely personal relationship with God and an ingrained commitment to live by His eternal laws. We know from the ascended masters that there are in fact a number of spiritual levels or planes leading, so these masters have taught us, to the highest level wherein one finds a true unison with God, indeed becoming a part of Him. Regarding the question of heaven, the etheric realm is where a person's spiritual soul resides after physical death. It is the lowest of the several levels, and is seen by people who have undergone near-death or out-of-body experiences. Knowing that the incredible beauty related by these people is just first plane, it is beyond imagining to envision the higher levels, and impossible to contemplate that ultimate heaven. This has been extensive covered by all the spiritual books that has emerged since this contact happened soon nearly 20 years ago. Roram, we know that life of evil receives punishment in the spiritual planes in the form of denial of the right to elevate to the higher levels. Being barred from progressing up would be as close to hell as I care to conceive. If that individual, knowing that he or she will be eternally refused access to higher planes, desires with sincere repentance to be reborn to make amends, such a thing is permitted. This in no way refutes my earlier statement. The return is not a penalty. Rather, it is a second chance, an opportunity for redemption, and is freely chosen by the person. The location of this rebirth and the circumstances are selected by the ascended masters to be appropriate as an object lesson to the person, usually involving a life adversely affected by his or her evil history, and the need to rectify those wrongs in order to attain the forgiveness that will remove the barriers to advancement in the etheric realms. I point out again that this is a purely voluntary action. None of them, no matter how malevolent they may have been in life, are required to go back against their will. If they elect not to do so, they are removed to a place in the first plane, away from the rest, and this is their home for as long as they remain uncontrite, even unto the end of eternity. A true hell indeed. For as long as people are foolish enough to delude themselves that their self-serving, godless society is the destiny of humankind, then God will be content to stand aside and allow them to discover from painful experience how utterly wrong they are. It is height of ignorance to assert that mankind will evolve beyond the universal tenets that govern all that exists. God's laws are a part of His nature. They are not arbitrary. They are because He is, and what they are is because of what He is. Unfortunately for the race that thinks itself beyond those laws, they cannot be disobeyed or ignored without consequence. God's way is order, and the antithesis of order is chaos. When a race decides to abandon the order of the universal laws, it inevitably feels the onset of disorder, degeneration and in the end, self-destruction. These are what you call the wages of sin. Your race is at a critical stage of its existence, my Terran friends. In your quest to become the masters of your own destinies without the guidance or help of God, you have invited the forces of chaos into your lives and your society. God does not impose upon the free will of humans. Our failures are ours alone. Our successes are ours with God's presence in our lives. Far, far history of Kurenda. Their planet began 1,51 XE 9,000 years ago as is 6,84 XE 9 Earth years ago, which is 6,8 billion, then their sun condensed. As the protoplanet cooled, the vast quantities of hydrogen and oxygen in the ATM dot reacted to form water vapor, which over several mil dot years condensed to form oceans and lakes. First traces of life came 20 mil dot years ago in the tropical oceans as monocellular organisms, both plant and animal. Within a mil dot years had plant life developed to allow it to spread into land areas. The high radiation from their sun gave mutations and many new plants of that. The early amoebic life came, that rapid changed, so within 2 mil dot years the seas were full of sea life, from fish to primitive human types. Whether those was developed naturally or planted is not mentioned. Remark, half a mil dot years ago a division occurred when the human branch divided into a land line and a sea line, to a form of waterman. First man appeared on Kurenda 400,000 years ago. There were never large land animals on Kurenda. All are smaller than humans because of the higher gravity, they say. As for the early humans here, they fought for territory and partner, lived in families up to 8-10 children. They could communicate on primitive telepathy, as also animals can as instinct. After centuries living in local caves, they began making own dwellings as nomads. Gathering of a number of tribes made them to settle down, often then with thousands of people. Those with more intelligence began ruling the villages under certain laws that the others accepted to escape the confusion of anarchy. After some time, different sciences came as they began to understand. X. Astronomy. Chemistry and physics developed a few millennia later, making metals possible. So came after some time the mechanical era. As there were no big animals on Kurenda, all heavy work had to be done with manpower. They then discovered the use of the wheel, and so came the mechanical era, which lasted to Ka 1,500 K years ago, Ka 7,000 Earth years. So they could travel over longer distances and found other tribes that they shared their discoveries with. And soon primitive roads were built and then a kind of mail service to transport written messages. Manual labor was replaced by power from wind, water and combustion. With the creation of planetary community, it was found advisable to unite every city under one central body of law. The first K-World Gov. Was then made, and leaders elected by popular vote. Then science discovered electrical energy. The whole planet was electrified in Ka 20 K years/90 E years. Soon later came electronics. They here claim that every planet's course of cultural and technological evolution is the same, as there is little room for variation. On Kurenda, radio, TV stations are publicly owned, and so they have no soap operas and sport programs as we are dulled on here. They have accordingly no advertising on radio, TV. More on history of Kurenda, the cosmic dust cloud. This had their astronomers warned about, but in vain. But it came and the days became as nights, and temperature fell extreme freezing all. Civilization was destroyed. 30 meters of ice and snow buried their world, and Karenda died. For 17,000 years, Kar 70 Earth years. Comma some few stayed underground, and so survived in deep natural caves where core heat was making it possible to survive. But then suddenly the dust was gone, and the light and warmth came back and melted the ice. But on the surface there were death everywhere. Of 2,000,000,000, only 40,000 survived. Of the water man race only 800 survived. It took 400,000 years, 1,700 EY, to rebuild Karenda. First space age came 1,000,000 years ago, x4,3 Earth years. For 2,900 Earth years ago the first K-skip left their world for going into space. Kronhal is nearest planet there, number 4, and when coming there they discovered it was already populated. They apparently had a honest leadership telling the truth, and not as here on Earth where they tell us what is appropriate to maintain their power and what to fit into the religious doctrines to maintain power over money and religion / faith. Remark. They on Kronhal had also been through the cold dust dead, but had managed it better as they were more used to coldness, being a colder planet. The Karendas learned much from them, their neighbors, and was beyond in technology, space travel. This other neighbor planet had been trough a world war car 20 years after the dust period. That decimated their population, and paralyzed their civilization. Now trade was established between the sister planets. Picture not from book, car 1,500 Earth years ago some 500 from the Karenda planet set out for deeper space exploration, but with no much hope to return. They were lost regarding communication with them when they were car 1/4 light year out into space. This ship could travel at speeds near the light speed, and had set out to reach outer planet from where they had got radio signals through many far past years. It is written as this was Earth and the pre-high civilizations Lemuria and Atlantis which existed here in the far past had apparently leaked signals. He also touches this in one of the last communications, from -89. Here are told that the ship from Karenda that was on a far journey into cosmos came here after having used 500 years in space travel with their then primitive 3D deck. They claim that they brought with them the universal language Glingua here. The infusion of Glingua into Terran languages was one of their influences on early cultures. On just that language they say that unlike English, it is a very structured and unambiguous language. Every letter has one sound only. Verbs are delined by a single set of rules without variation. Nouns follow a similar precise pattern and plurals have but one format. Grammar is thus simple and direct. The purpose of Glingua is a language common to every world. The book claimed that when the Karenda people now, again, came to Earth in the late 50s, they say they had found long buried records in Tibet of the far, far visitors from their own people to Earth. More on their early and further space trips. They say that when the Karendas went into interstellar trips, they found civilizations on all stages of development, from Stone Age to super high tech ones. For Kar 300 Earth years ago, it is easy to mix K years with our Earth years in the TXT. They formed a relationship with 30 civilizations near them. And soon they discovered it was possible to travel in subspace, as they call it here, where the earlier trips over years could now be done in seconds. Beyond their wildest dreams. But tell they lost ships when learning this, they admit. They claim to have experimented for Kar 15 years, probably their years, more than 60 Earth years, with this technique. And so at last they could set out for more far-spaced journeys, making contact to new kind of people, but also discovering that not all of their cohabitants in the universe shared their views and ways. FX.He tells they were met with weapons when they were coming into a planet in the Orion region, and were attacked with thermal weapons, but the Karendas didn't lose any ships. After that they avoided that region of space. After 50 years of this space travel their contact were of thousands of planets. The galactic era, with this new tech they could explore a radius of many Kali equals thousands of light years, and so comprehending the infinity and number of life variations. All magnificence. the universal ecosystem was introduced in that era, and within a decade most of the planets in their trade routes had introduced it. But this new regions of their exchange activity with so many other planets was a heavy load on K's nature resources, he admit, so he warned against this when we in the future get so many new cosmic, galactic markets. Quotation, our probes into the heart of our galaxy continued, and we tended to focus in a rather narrow beam of travel toward the core. As we neared that awesome place, we quickly discovered the sparsity of new worlds and civilizations. We fanned outward from our established paths and literally found thousands of worlds. With new races of beings of a diversity that truly left us in awe of God's ability to adapt life. For United World Alliance, about this was also mentioned in the first radio messages from this contact group from Karenda, formed 655 years ago. 1334 AC, from a meeting on Rail City on Karenda. They worked to do / be a light in the darkness, guide for the lost, shelter for the homeless, friend for the friendless, doctor for the ill, father to the young, companion for the aged, an aid to the strong, a guardian for the weak. After one of the Karenda people in -89 had seen New York from the street levels, and all the malice there, he commented that the human race has perhaps 30 years, greater than 2019, of life left before perishing in orgy of amoral self-destruction. July 89. This was one of the last communications to RK from Karenda, and here he said that first K mission here in newer time was from the year 460 to AD till the year 970 AD, when landing in the Tibetan mountains. He say they had developed well in radio astronomy in 456 AD, and had got in signals in their past that seemingly was from earlier high-tech civilizations on Earth. They had selected 500 volunteers for the supposedly one UA trip. The ship was built with drives of ramjet hydrogen engines, taking in the interstellar hydrogen and other materials, ionizing it in nuclear chambers, using it as reaction mass for thrust. It rotated, making artificial gravity. Yes, he tells they came to our far Earth after centuries in space, but when they at last arrived they found no high-tech civ. Here and knew they had to be loyal to the law of non-interference, as a new developing culture was to begin again on this blue planet Earth, Terra. In the text it is also claimed that when they entered our sun system they were observed by unmanned probe crafts, that they later found belonging to another Federation base on the asteroid we today call Ceres. June 18 inch year 970 AD they landed in the high mountains of Tibet, after orbiting and mapping most of Earth. The region had natural caverns as a good base camp. Then they converted the largest of the caverns to main headquarter. But the low air pressure compared to homeworld was the main problem, so after sealing the caverns, they made airlocks to them with much higher pressure inside. They claim that in a 5-year period they had constructed a very comfortable facility inside, and they made new, artificial tunnels. They claim to have been observed by other cosmic visitors under this first years on Earth, but those took no further contact. Later they found that they were of the Confederation, the other group of United Planets in a league with more strict laws of absolute no interference on other planets, except for natural disasters. During the next 100 years the settlement underground in Tibet grew to 1500 people, and spread from the original site. Some local Earth people discovered them, and some also remained with the gods. By the year 1150 it was really a Earth colony, and car 1000 people of each sex traveled out on Earth in the task to learn all about the people. In the underground there were later 8000 people who had also constructed a fleet of crafts to begin the exploration of the outside world. Remember, those were far ahead of the tech level we still have here in the known / prevailing society here. Those made detailed maps of the outside Earth, in the time of the Middle Age, the Dark Age. They were shaken to see the ruling class terrorize the lower, being less worth than animals. Our dreams for your people were rapidly being dashed. Then they established communities in Peru, Siberia, Sahara and what is now called Wyoming, and waited for the Dark Age to end. By the 14th century, all of the original Kurandas had passed over. But the successors was now 3 million in number. But then came the Black Death, which spread quick also among the Earth Kurandas. The ability to carry oxygen in the blood was damaged. And he say that within 2 days nearly all were dead. Only the children of mixed races fared better. All this was found in the Holy Mountain in Tibet, where in a sanctuary their ancient records were written about this. Also maps leading to other places in the world where more was found about this. Little remains now of our presence on Earth. Remark, this case is not channeled info, as so much is the day of such stuff.